The world gave a nod to Earth's trees, marking International Forest Day yesterday. We spent part of the day with Malama Manalua, a group working on a plan to plant trees to save our seas. For our Hawaii Garden and Forest segment, we focus on a statewide effort to survey the boots on the ground and to connect groups like Malama Manalua with others working to protect and restore the aina. Now, the state wants to hear from canoe clubs, hula halau, school groups, anyone who is helping in the effort to become better stewards of the land. Alex Awo and Doug Harper of Malama Manalua and Rachel Dax and Heather McMillan from the Department of Land and Natural Resources talk about the effort that's underway. Heather starts off our conversation.
International Forest Day celebrated around the world, and here we are sitting at Paiko Bay looking at a beautiful clear water, and we know that part of that clear water is because our forests are working for us. So I'm super grateful to be here right now in this setting. And the other important thing about International Day of Forests is that forests are doing good work for us up Mauka, and we can see those when we turn around and look up at the Ko'olau Mountains. But we also know, and we can hear right now, the leaves are blowing, that forests are all around us. And our urban and community forests, the nature that we encounter every day and the trees that we interact with every day, are as important as the ones that are up Mauka as well in those forests.
Today we had a group Japanese exchange program from Kansai University in Japan in partnership with Kapi'olani Community College. They came to do some environmental work with us to focus on food sustainability and how they can restore ecosystems here within Hawaii. So they helped us remove invasive species of algae that trap a lot of the sediment and erosion and stormwater runoff that comes off of urban landscapes. And a lot of that urban runoff could actually be prevented through certain green infrastructure such as trees. And so planting trees and having that urban forest there to mitigate the effects of erosion and of sediment entering the bay is a really, really important thing here in Hawaii. We have a new project called Plant a Tree, Save the Sea, and it's a new urban tree planting project in which Malama Manalua is partnering up with a lot of different organizations to plant trees in urban areas across the Mauna Lua watershed area. That will help to, like I said, mitigate the effects of stormwater runoff, prevent erosion, and prevent a lot of the harmful chemicals and nutrients from entering our freshwater resources and entering our oceans.
We submitted for a grant maybe 8 months ago. We're awarded it, and so now we're going out and reaching out to, as Alex mentioned, landowners and people who might have places where we can plant the trees. We initially did an assessment looking at where the areas that are the highest potential impact for minimizing stormwater runoff. And so we've targeted a little bit of our work in those areas, but really it's inviting the community that lives in the Mauna Lua Bay region to reach out to us and say that they'd be interested in planting. And then hopefully around May, we will identify what the trees are, reach out to the nurseries, and begin planting.
So the areas that we have identified within the Mauna Lua region, we've used different sets of maps generated by organizations such as Smart Trees Pacific and the UH Manoa Natural Resources Department. So they've kind of done a lot of research to kind of map out areas where there aren't as many trees. So they've looked at things such as canopy cover, they've looked at things such as high potential for stormwater runoff and erosion. And using those maps, we were able to identify very large land areas that would benefit greatly from tree plantings. So we do have a few species of trees that we are advertising to the public for them to plant in their yards. Some of the trees aren't native, so we have a few Mayer lemons and Tahitian limes that are trees and they're good for our environment, but they also have a social and economic benefit for the residents who want to adopt those. A lot of the other trees that have more of an environmental impact are our natives, such as ohia, koa, a'ali'i, wiliwili, and na'u.
So I'm looking up Mauka and up here in Kuli'o Valley. Yeah, you've got a wide variety of things that are growing up there. Explain all the pluses that are associated with planting all these trees.
Right, so the stormwater runoff and erosion prevention are obviously two big ones for an organization that works on the bay, so those are both hugely important to us, but there's also the carbon sink effect of trees. And so they soak up carbon dioxide, which is one of the primary gases that impacts climate change, that causes climate change. And so you're doing your part to try and combat climate change in that sense, but on a more very local scale is that trees provide shade. And so you reduce the urban heat island effect so that you reduce the overall temperature of where you live. So places like things like concrete suck up heat and then release it throughout the day. And so it increases the temperature. Obviously places with trees have greater shade and lowers the temperature. It also provides, blocks the sun for your house. And so for a homeowner, it's an actual economic benefit because it'll reduce the need for air conditioning in your house. And so there's just a lot of different benefits that trees provide, both on a global scale in terms of carbon dioxide sinks, on a local scale in terms of reducing the heat around your house, but then also on a regional scale in terms of reducing stormwater runoff. There's a great new project that's been launched called the Stew Map. And so an organization such as ourselves that's working in a relatively small area and we're a small staff, it's critical that we know what successes and lessons learned have been attempted in other places around the state. And so the Stew Map provides us that opportunity to be able to see who else is out there doing similar work so we can reach out to them and learn from what they've learned. And if they're doing a similar project, maybe we can partner on different things. And especially in, you know, a small defined region like the Mauna Loa Bay, it's good to know who's else is working here, but then maybe someone in Kaneohe has done similar work. And so it's good to be able to reach out to them and kind of create a community of stewards here that are learning from each other and amplifying their effect and increasing efficiency.
Right now our project is in this data collection phase, so our survey is live. Over 50 groups have completed their Stew Map survey so far, and the survey contains questions about location where your environmental stewardship occurs, who do you work with, what types of stewardship, and other activities that your organization is part of. Malama Mauna Loa is just one of the over 50 groups that have participated, and we look forward to other groups taking the survey as well. If you've got your survey already, we encourage you to complete it soon. And if you'd like to request a survey, you can visit stewmaphawaii.net, and you'll find a link there to request one.
We know that the community of folks that takes care of our island is really broad, so it's about shining a light on all the good work that is already happening and helping to strengthen those connections where they exist. And the objective of the project is to create visualizations, so an online map where you'll be able to see where stewardship is happening across the landscape, and a social map to understand who's collaborating with whom so that we can understand where the strengths are, but then also see where there are opportunities to strengthen connections and to strengthen those ties.
We were talking with Heather McMillan and Rachel Dax with the State Forestry and Wildlife Division, as well as Alex Awo and Doug Harper of Malama Mauna Loa. You can find links to the program on hawaiipublicradio.org.